Okay, let's get it to Tzfanya Perek Yimol, the third and final Perek of Tzfanya. And the Navi here continues his description of future events that are going to happen. The first Perek, if you remember, was about the terrible tragedies of the Churban that were going to happen. The second Perek was giving Chizik that they should try to do tshuva, and then the tsaras that would happen to the other nations of the world. And now this parak is all about, again, returning to some type of destruction, but eventually we'll talk about the geula ha'asita on the surface. Rashi and the Radak, it's really three different ways of understanding the beginning of this parak. Rashi and the Radak both say it's referring back to Yerushalayim, it's referring back to the destruction that's going to happen, and the shmama that's going to occur if Bnei Yisrael do not do tshuva. The Abarbanel says no, where this is following the order. The first parak was about Churban. The second parak was about all the nations of the world getting punished. So this is the next step. This is Bayis Sheni, says the Abarbanel. Just follow an order. He quotes Rashi and the Ibn Ezra and the Radak. And then he says, Vein kein daiti, al sha'achar sheyor anavi, al Churban Rishon, v'apakutas Bayis Sheni, Bishuvam liYerushalayim, v'nikmas Hashem beumos hasherech rivuha, v'samchu b'mapalasa, as we said in the previous parak, when all the other nations fall, and that's a reference to Bnei Yisrael coming back to Yerushalayim after 70 years. Ba parsha zos, this parak liya'ed mashakaro samavai sheni, ad shebol churban hasheni. What's going to happen at the end of Churban, the Titus and the Roman destruction, and then the Geula Ha'asida. That is the Abarbanel. The Malbim assumes that this is all about the Geula Ha'asida that's going to take place, and he has a Yesodos that he mentions here at the beginning of our parak. Says the Malbim, Kikfar his ba'er etzleinu, Shema'ez his chilagolas harishon, Shayadei Sancherev, from the days of Sancherev, when he sent the first tribes of Israel into exile, from then there has been nevuah about the Geula Ha'asida. Me'esahi eschilu anavim l'nabos ala geula, u'me'esahi aisa geula efsharis imayuzochin. And from that point on, from when Sancherev sent the Jews into exile, the geula asida was possible at many different times. Many different times, the Gemara says, right, in the days of Chizkiyahu, if they would have been Zocha, if they would have sung Shira, there would have been, the days of Yoshio, the Tzaddik, when Nineveh was destroyed, all of these times, if Bnei Yisrael would have been Zochah, they could have had the Geula. If we would have been Zochah, but again we weren't. And from that moment on, again from the days of Sancherev until today, Hadavar talui va'omeid ad sheyavo ha'eis ha'miyuad ba'achris hayamim. Shem's still waiting. Ulam yesh hevdel. There is a difference, though, between if it would have been at any of the earlier times and when it comes now. Im ha'isagula b'mei chizkiyo b'mei oshiyo b'yisheni. It would have been about one of the earlier times. Lo ha'isagula klalis. It wouldn't have been a redemption for the world. It would have been just a redemption for the Jewish people. But the geula that we're waiting for now, that's going to be for the whole world. As it says later on in our parak, that's the parak here, talking about the geula haklalis asida that we are waiting for. So Rashi the Radak and Bayis Rishon, the Abarbanel Bayis Sheni, the Malbim about the geula haasida. So says the Navi Tzfanya, Hoy Mora Vinigala, the dirty and filthy Ha'ir Hayona, the city, Yoetz Ir Hayona. So most Mepharshim say it means from the word Ona'a, the oppressed city. So much resha. Lo shama v'kol, they did not listen to the voice of their leaders. Lo lacha musar, all the musar that's been said over by all the neviim. Bashem lo batachav el Eloheha lo kareva. Right, Hashem, they didn't worship Boteach Bashem. They didn't come close to their gods. And now there are four different leaders the Malbim talks about. Sareha bekirba arayot shagim. Its princes act like lions. Shoftea zeve erev. Its judges act like wolves that come out at night. Lar garmula boker. They don't even leave over bones for the morning. They totally swallow up those that are vulnerable. Nivi'eha pochazim anshi bogados. Its prophets are people who treason. Kohaneha, the fourth. Chilulu Kodesh, Chamsu Torah. They're the ones that are supposed to be the leaders in Torah, the ones that show a love of Torah, and rather Chamsu Torah, they stole. What do you mean they stole? Everyone who gets Torah is supposed to share it and has a chiyuv to share it. The Rishonim, some Rishonim even use the Lashon. If somebody doesn't share Torah when they have the opportunity, it's like a Navi Shekovish Nivuaso, because Torah is not a personal Yerusha, it's a Morasha, it's a heritage that was supposed to give over from generation to generation. And therefore, these leaders are not doing that, so it's Ki'ilu, they are stealing the Torah, Chamsu Torah. And again, the Abarbanel says these are four different kinds of leaders that are mentioned here that are all not fulfilling their jobs. Hashem Tzadik Bekir Bolo Yasa Avla. Hashem is amongst them. He will not have any crookedness. Baboker, baboker. Mishpato yitain la'ar lo nedar. Every morning his mishpat will come to light. Lo nedar, it will never be hidden. V'lo yodea aval boshes. And there will never be, he will never know crookedness or boshes or something to be embarrassed about. The Radak here quotes his father. What does it mean? Every morning, yitain la'ar. Every morning the sun comes out. Every morning the world continues. Even though we're chote, and even though we do terrible things. Shabara akal yisbara chaor emunaso kayemes olam. Ki b'chol boker boker mazriyeh chaor. V'zeo mishpaton yitein lo'or v'lo nedar. Av al pishem achizen osi b'nei olam. Right, like it says in the beginning of the Sefer Tomer Dvora, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chiyus and chayim to those even while they are sitting. There's never been a chait, says the Tomer Dvora. There's never been a chait committed in the history of the world when at that second HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't being mechayah, the person who was sinning. Unbelievable. Ne'ala ve'eno olev. That is the lashon of the Tomer Dvora. He says, Mikel Kamocha. That's the phrase of Mikel Kamocha. But that's what's described here. Hashem is always be justice. Hechrati goyim nashamu pino sam. And now the switch is talking about the other nations will be cut off. Neshama pino sam, hechravti chutzos mibli over. There won't be any temples, any gatherings that are still there. That'll all be desolate. Nitzdu arei mibli ish bein yoshev. Amarti, achtirios yitichi musar. I said, please look at what's going on to these other nations. Take musar, come back to me. V'lo yikaris ma'ona, kol asher pakad yaleh. And the ma'ona won't be destroyed. What's the ma'ona? Either the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim. I gave all these warnings, says the Navi. Achein hishkimu hishchisu kol alilosam. It didn't help. They got up early and were mashchis. Not just that they rolled out of bed late. They got up early and acted bezrizus to follow Avodah Zarah, to go against everything that Avodah Hashem is about. Lachein. So now, pasaches. I've waited for you for so long, and you didn't come. Chakuli. Now you're going to wait for me. Now you're going to wait for me when I say the time is right for the gula to happen, right? You need to have a much higher level, a higher standard to be zocha. Chakuli nu mashem. Wait for me. L'yom kumi la'ad. The day that I get up. Ki mishpati la'sov goyim l'kavti mamlachos. Because it's my mishpat to gather the goyim and the mamlachos. L'shpoch aleim zami kol charon api. To pour on them my wrath. Ki be'esh kinasi te'achal kal aretz. Because with the fire of my kinah, the whole land will be consumed. The Abarbanel says this pasuk is referring to Gog Umagog. Like the Abarbanel says a number of times in his commentary on Navi, that Gog Umagog, in his view, is going to be when the leaders of the Christian world and the Muslim world come together in Yerushalayim at some point, and they fight each other, and after that, the stage will be set for the ultimate Geula. That is what he says here as well. That's what's referred to by Malchus, and Mamlachos and Goyim. Mamlachos and Goyim. We just find the Lashon here. He says, in Yeshivizmana Gula Asida Yaluha Notzrim, Mamlachos Edom Arisha, Alerit Yisrael Lakovsha, Romans, Christians, Viavoa Leim and Amizra, Umin Atzafon, Uchlesin Atsumim. Huge populations of people will come on them. Ibnei Yishmael, Visham Tia Beinei Milchama Atsuma, a huge war. Viyinkom Hashem Nikmaso Me'elu Ume'elu. Ibnei Shahaya Zel Azman Rachok Ma'od, Hutzrach Lomar Chakuli No Mashem. And at that time, right, this was during Bias Rishon, this Nevuah was said, that it was going to take place in thousands of years from now. So, says the Tzfanya, says the Navi, wait for me, because this is what's going to happen, where my wrath will be poured out. Kiaz, because at that point, and this Pashas is talking about the Gula Asida, Epoch Elamim Safa Brura, I will cause all the nations to have a Safa Brura, the Achtus, Achtus of the Amim, not just Achtus of Am Yisrael, L'kro Kulam B'Shem Hashem U'L'Avdo Shechem Echad, they will all serve him, call out in the name of Hashem, and serve him, Shechem Echad. In one way. The Rambam quotes this pasuk in the end of Melachim, in Paragid Aleph, when the Rambam talks about what's going to be in the future. Vim yamod melech mi beis David, hoge batorah, v'osik b'mitzvos k'david aviv, when he is a leader. The Yaakov kol Yisrael lelechba, how do you know who's Mashiach? When you have somebody from Malchus Beit David, somebody who is well-versed in Torah, somebody who brings Jews back, or l'chazik b'takov, yilachim b'chamas Hashem, and he fights the wars of Hashem, areza b'cheskas, shu Mashiach. If he was victorious and he built the Beis HaMikdash and he was Maccabi's Dintre Yisrael, Hariza Mashiach Vadai. Okay? That's all he has to do. All he has to do is do battle with all the nations around, build the Beis HaMikdash, and do Kibbutz Galias. If he does that, that's Mashiach Vadai. And if he doesn't, so then he's not Mashiach. And then he quotes. And he quotes, Av Yeshua Notzri, Shadi Mashiach Mashiach, Venerag Bebezdin. Everyone said that what is Mashiach going to do? Save the Jews, gather them in, be mechazik the mitzvahs, and he did exactly the opposite. Says the Rambam, all the stories in history, Rachmana Litzlan, where so many Jews have been killed by the Christians and the Muslims, Einon Ella Liyasher Derech LaMelech HaMashiach. This is all paving the way for the ultimate Melech HaMashiach to come. Ulesaken es olam kula avodas Hashem vayachad. To get the world ready to serve Hashem together. Shene emar. Which pasuk in all of Tanakh does the Rambam quote to illustrate this point that the whole, all of history is to get the world ready to serve Hashem together? He quotes our pasuk. Shene emar. Ki az epoches amim safa brura likro kula v'shem Hashem. Ula avdo shchem echad. Ketzad, kvar nismali olam kula, midivri ha-mashiach, midivri ha-torah, midivri ha-mitzvahs. Upashtu dvar me'ilu b'iyim rechokim. There'll be so much Torah and so much out of Hashem, it'll spread out to everyone, and everyone will want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is the pasuk. This is the pasuk that we daven for so badly that we would like to be fulfilled. Again, epoch alamim safa brura, likra kula m'shem Hashem, la'avdo shchem echad. And we continue, all these nations, me'ever lanare kush, Atare bas putza, yovilin minchasi. From all those foreign nations, they'll all bring me a mincha. Bayomahu lo tevoshi mikol alosaya chasher pashata. You, Bnei Yisrael, won't be embarrassed anymore from all the sins that you did. Ki az, because asir mikirbech alizi gavaseich, I will remove any gaiva from you. Velo tosifi lagava od baharkachi, you won't hold yourself so high. Again, this is part of the promise that we will do tshuva at some point. Right, this is what the Rambam says in Ilchos Tshuva, that so Yisrael to do tshuva. The Rambam says this in Perek Zion. Kol anavim kulan tzivu al hatshuva. Ve'en Yisrael nigalin ela b'tshuva. The Nevi'im say we have to do tshuva. Yisrael will only be redeemed with tshuva. V'kfar evticha Torah shesof Yisrael lasos tshuva. B'sof galusan u'miyad hei nigalin. And the Torah promises that Bnei Yisrael will do tshuva, and then they will be redeemed. Shene emar v'yaya ki avo alecha al dvarama eila habracha v'klala asher asati lefanecha v'ashivosa levavecha b'chol alagayim asher edicha chashem lekecha shama v'shavta Hashem alokecha v'shamata b'kolo. That is a promise that the Rambam says, based on Chazal, that we will do tshuva eventually. This is what the Mishnah Yavetz Derech Agav uses to explain the sheet of the Rambam himself. Right? One of the famous questions on the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this, and all the other Achronim discusses why the Rambam does not quote the mitzvah per se of doing tshuva. The Rambam says, when one does tshuva, one is chayiv to do vidui, to say vidui. There is the beginning of the Chashuva. Kol mitzvah sheba Torah, bein asei bein lo sasei, im avar adam alachas mehen, bein bezadon bein mishkaga, kishe yaase tshuva, v'yashu mecheto. When one does tshuva and returns, chayev lehizvados levnei akel baruchu. He's chayev to be mizvade, shenemar, isha isha pasuk in Parshas Naso. So, sounds like there's a mitzvah of tshuva, it's a mitzvah of vidui, so why isn't there a mitzvah of tshuva? It's the question of all the achronim. So maybe it's only belave and many other answers. The Meshech Chachma has maybe the most pashut answer, and that is you don't need a separate mitzvah of tshuva. The same Avera that told you don't do it in the first place tells you to stop doing it when you are involved in it. You don't need a mitzvah to stop doing an Avera. Of course, you have to stop doing the Avera. What's the mitzvah? What's extra? That's vidui, to confess. verbally to say that you did something wrong. Okay, that's the Mesha Chachma. But the Mishas Yavit says that a definition of a mitzvah is that it's going to be a mitzvah forever and ever, right? Eternal. And a mitzvah has to have Bechira Chafshis. If there's no Bechira Chafshis, then it's not a mitzvah. There's no Schar V'Ones, that's possible. So says the Mishas Yavetz in Simin Nun Dalit, says Rav Zhalti, because of this Rambam, that Sof Yisrael Lasos Tshuva, so then at that point, there's not going to be a mitzvah of Tshuva anymore. But Hashem already promises that it's going to happen. So then it's going to be, it's not a mitzvah anymore, and therefore that's why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Tshuva. Again, it's difficult, you might say that the Rambam says that, but it's not that the Bechira will be taking it away at that point. Hashem is just saying, right? Hashem knows it's going to happen, right? That's the philosophical issue of how does Hashem know? We still have free choice, but we know it's true. Therefore, even though Hashem says that we are going to do tshuva, like here, Hashem says, I will move the gaiva from you, asir mikibech alisa gavaseich, still, that might not be a problem counted as a mitzvah. Okay, but that's Rav Zhalti's suggestion. The Gemara in Sanhedrin darshins from this pasuk, Sanhedrin tazichas bar aleph, that the gula is going to come bischus anava. Asir mikibech, and that's going to lead to the gula. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, tazichas amet aleph. The Gemara says there, Ein Ben David ba ad sheyichlu gasei ruach b'Yisrael. Ben David will come when the chori are removed. Shenemar, ki azasir v'kibich alizik avaseich, v'ksif yesharti b'kibich am ani v'dal, v'chasu b'shem Hashem, as we're going to say, it's the anava, the anavim, that are going to be ones that will be zoch, when Hashem's going to remove the chori. The Shem Yishmuel writes in Parsha Shmos, from Tav Reish Ayin Dalid, that this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in the Sneh, and when he revealed himself, he dafka chose this more than any other high tree. He quotes the Medrash, Ma hasneh shafel mikol ha'ilanos sheba olam, kach ha'yu Yisrael shfeilim v'yerudim l'mitzrayim. Lefichach nigleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'galam. What's more, the whole tachlis of galus is to lower ourselves. U'ba'asher nasu az nichna'im an mod, lefichach nigleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'galam. And that's why he says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it says Tveria amuka mikulam. Tveria was the last spot that the Sanhedrin went, and that's where the gula is going to happen from Tveria. And therefore, says the Gemara, and says the Shem Yishmuel expands upon it, that's alluded to our pasuk too. Hashem's going to remove the gaiva from us. V'sharati b'kirbech amani vadal. Who's going to be left? Only the humble and those who are poor. The Abarbanel says they're only going to be poor in Gashmias, in contrast to when they left Mitzrayim, when they had all the gold and the silver. But they're going to be rich in Ruchnias. And we always have to know, how do you define real riches? That's what they're going to be. Yisharu am aniva dal mehamamenes aval yu ashirim bideos vahemunos amitios ubemidos hamishubachos v'chasu b'shem Hashem, and they will trust in the name of Hashem. She'eres Yisrael, a famous pasuk, lo yasu ava v'idaber kazav. The remnant of Yisrael will not talk falsehood and will not lie. V'limatzi b'fiyem lashon tarmis. And they won't be full of trickery. Kihema yiru v'rav suvein machrid. And they will return, and they will rest in the fields, and there won't be anybody to scare them. The smag, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, and Mitzvos Asei Ayin Dalid, says that Geula is going to happen when, after the Geula, all the nations will say, wow, of course, Hashem redeemed these people, because they're so honest, and they're so special. Hashem does not want to redeem a people and bring Geula at a time when people are going to say, oh, the Jews, they trick and they swindle. No. And that's this pasuk. V'kvar darashti l'galus Yerushalayim asher b'sfarad u'l'shar galios Edom, says the smag. Ki ata sheherich ha'galus yoser midai yesh li'Yisrael lahavdil mehevle ha'olam v'lechos b'chasam v'shal ha'gadosh baruch hu emes v'shalo l'shaker lo li'Yisrael v'lo l'gayim v'lo l'hat osam v'shum inyan u'l'kadish atzmam af b'moser lahem sh'nemar our pasuk, Sheiris Yisrael Yasu Ava Vedaber Chazav Echulu, Kishe Yava Kadosh Baruch Hu Lo Shiam Yomber Agoyim Bedin Asa. So the Goyim will say, oh, it's appropriate that they're redeemed. Kihei Manche Emes V'Toras Emes Befihem Avolim Yisnagu Yim Agoyim Beramos. But if we trick and we act we lie and we falsify, Yomru Rum Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shebarka Lachelko Ganovim V'Ramoyim. This is the nation that Hashem wants to redeem, a bunch of Ganovim. So that's this pasuk. We have to make sure that we're in that position. So we have to be anav, we have to have anava, and we have to have honesty and yashrus. Rani bas Zion, Hariu Yisrael, Simchi Valizi Bechalei Bas Yerushalayim, all these, Bas Sion, Yisrael, Bas Yerushalayim, the Malbim says, there's all different people. It's talking about the Shoftim and the Malachim and the Hamon Am, they're all going to be together in Yerushalayim. Hesir Hashem Mishpatayach, Hashem removed the Mishpat against you, Pino Oyveich, Melach Yisrael Hashem Bekirbech, the king is amongst you. Lo tiri ra'od, there won't be anything more to fear. Bayamahu, on that day, ye amer Yerushalayim, on that day it'll be said about Yerushalayim. Who will say it? Rather, Radakas, three pshatim, the Nevi'im, everybody will say it to themselves, or even the Goyim will say, Al tirai, tzion al yirpo yadayach, don't soften your hands, don't weaken your hands, it's all going to be good. Hashem alokayach bekirbech, Gibor, Yoshia, Hashem, your God is amongst you. Yosis alayach besimcha. He will have simcha in you. The Malbim says, sason and simcha. Sason is external, simcha is internal. There's no fake. As it is outside, as it is inside. There's going to be external, which is a reflection of internal joy. Yacharish ba'avaso. He'll be quiet in his love. Yogil alayach barina. Another lashon of simcha. Of Gila. Nugi mimoed asafti mimechayu. The Radak says, Nugi, those who had avelus all these years, asafti, I will gather them in. Mimechayu, they will be amongst you, those who have suffered all the years. Either the Radak says, the children of all of those who suffered, or this is a remes to Tchias HaMesim. Masei Saleh Kherpa, those that carry the burden of embarrassment, hidden the oses, kol manayach ba'esahi, I will get rid of and crush all of those who have tortured you. Voshati esat soleh, I will save those that have been limping. Vahanidach, and those that have been pushed aside. Akabates, I will gather in. Vesamtim, letila, l'shem, b'cholaretz, bashtam, and I'll bring him in. This is the beautiful description of what's going to happen in Los Elavo. And finally, the last pasuk, ba'esahi avi eschem, uveis kapti eschem, at that moment, I will bring everybody in. Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yerushalayim, the double lashon according to the mitzvahs, ki atein eschim l'shem ulasihila b'chol amei aretz, and you will be a kiddush Hashem in front of all of the lands. B'shuvi yeshvuseichem le'eneichem, Amar Hashem. When I return your returnees in your, front of your eyes. What does in front of your eyes mean? Le'eneichem. A little difficult. So says the mitzvahs David, Yirmoz al tchias ameisim. Lomar libnei doro, hinei tamodu b'tichya, v'zetiru b'nechem. He's saying, Mashiach is not going to come in your lifetime, but you will have tchias ameisim, you will be alive and you'll see it. There's a remnant of tchias ameisim. If you look in the Imre Baruch, Rabbi Simon in Dvarim, he quotes that we know Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the four differences between him and the other Nevi'im is that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Aspaklar Yameira, and other nation, other Nevi'im weren't as clear. But the Beis Halevi writes, based on the Pasuk in Yeshayo, Kol Sofayach Nasu Kol Sofim are Nevi'im. They all will lift up their voices in Nevua, Yachtov Yiranenu. They're all going to sing together. What does that mean? Says the Beis Halevi, they're all going to have the same Nevua. Even though Bisman Azeh, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Besanda Mesigno Nechad, because they all see it Beremes. But in the future, it's all going to be clear. So they're going to, it's going to be like Moshe, all the Nevi'im are going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki ba'ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shev Hashem siyot. Because it's going to be clear to them when Hashem returns. That's what the Beis HaLevi says on that pasuk in Yeshayahu. So says the Rabbi Simon, maybe that's the pshat of this pasuk too. B'shuv yeshvuseichem le'nechem. In front of your eyes, because it's going to be so clear, everybody's going to have a spaklar yamira then, so everybody will have recognition of the great geula and das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be prevalent then. Okay, Sefania ends on a high, and we will stop here.